Coming up now, we've got an interview with Casual Healing, otherwise known as Nico, from Kapiti. And Casual Healing has released 4 EPs inspired by the natural world. And it started with Wai, water. Oh, it started with Ahi, actually. And then Ho, being wind. Then Wai, water. And he's completed the elements now. He released an album a couple weeks ago called One for Earth. And we began the interview by talking about what we had for breakfast. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, so porridge and boiled eggs with banana bread.
Yes.
What does that say?
That's the start of a great day.
It really is. Yeah.
What goes on top?
Today, just a little bit of cream. Because I had a banana, but it's got like brown spots on it, and I like the green bananas, personally.
Okay, I respect that. I respect it, but the bananas are sweeter when they're a bit more ripe.
This is true. Maybe I can make banana bread, actually.
I made banana bread.
Oh, you made the banana bread.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought the gelatin was sugar. So I put a cup of gelatin in my cake.
This is the cake you ate this morning?
This is what I had this morning. Hey, right, I put half a block of butter and then you gotta eat it.
No, that's the worst when you use like a whole bunch of ingredients for some bullshit.
Especially butter.
Was it good though?
It's actually really good.
Okay. It's like, kind of like a slice.
Yeah. Thing. It's so dense when it's cold, because that's what gelatin does when it's cold, but it comes back to life.
Oh, beautiful. I made some banana bread for my family in Peru when I went and visited them with like some chocolate chips, and it did not rise whatsoever. Like, it was just flat as a fucking pancake, and they were like being so nice. They're like, like delicious fudge.
Oh, they're like, this is the New Zealand food. I don't know, this is New Zealand food.
They were being so polite.
So you have family in Peru?
Yeah.
Oh, is that where your ancestors are from?
It is. It's where my mum was from. Yeah.
I can see it.
You can see it now?
Yeah. Three-quarters cast.
You're three-quarters?
I mean, my dad is Māori.
Yeah.
And my, but my mom is Maltese.
Maltese? No way.
Malta?
Yeah, I know Malta. It's like a very small country, right?
Yeah, I've never been and I don't know much about it, but yeah, mom's Maltese.
So, okay, we are actually here to talk about your EP.
I suppose we are.
Let's just begin with, like, music as a whole and your first memories of it.
Okay. Growing up with music, man, this is my fourth interview today. So, I've been telling everyone, yeah, my dad's a musician. My mom used to take heaps of acid and listen to Portishead. And I played the piano and, you know, those are like the really obvious material world beginnings. But I just feel feeling a bit more artsy in this purple room. So I guess I want to touch on, like, yeah, just how special music actually is. I believe, like, people have been using vibrations to heal, to move ginormous rocks around. to purify water, cleanse our bodies. Shaman's been using it in ceremony for a long time, and yeah, it's just such a mystical medicine. And I'm just realizing that now, you know, after playing music for a long time, and just realizing how special it is, and yeah, just how grateful I feel to be on earth and have fingers to play guitar. This little fleshy flap in my throat that makes noises.
The larynx. I think.
So yeah, I feel like my musical journey is just beginning.
But you're saying you just had this realization now that your artist name is Casual Healing, so I feel like you have known that inherently for probably your whole life, right?
Yes. You know, there's layers to knowing the way. I feel like I knew it, but I wasn't embodying it. It's such a classic story, you know? We know the truth. But do we do the truth? And do we live the truth? That's tricky. It's like, you can talk the talk, but then you gotta walk the walk, man. And yeah, Casual Healing, that's a great example of that. When I started the band, man, I had a lot of healing to do. Yeah, we all do.
Probably in a couple of years' time, you might be having this realization again, and again, and again, and again.
Surely.
So what's changed for you from Ahi to One?
My hair's a bit longer. My babies are a bit bigger.
Aww.
Yeah. And now, yeah, we just have another beautiful collection of songs for... yeah, anyone out there. But also, I love to create the music for the next generation, you know. That's a real buzz for me. Like, just knowing that one day, if all goes to plan, my grandkids will be jamming. No?
Yeah.
And they'll be like listening to the EPs, and they'll be like smoking weed and shit, and they'll be like,
in the garage.
Yeah. Fuck, granddad's onto something, gee.
Is that something that came with becoming a papa? Was like selflessness, or like everything that you do isn't actually for yourself but for the next generation?
Yeah. It was hard for me because I was 21 when I had my mom and my boy. I had quite a turbulent childhood. And I think we all did. At the age of 21, I was still very much a boy. And I still needed a lot of love and attention. So, when my baby came, it was really hard because naturally all of the love and attention from my family and from my friends and my partner, it all was just, now it was all the babies. And I have no shame in saying, like, I was jealous. Like, my soul was like, oh, I still need some of that. You know? Just want to send love and support to all the parents out there, especially the young parents. Parenting is selfless. And I just have a lot of respect for all the parents. But I would say, you know, I'm finally, after 5 years and 2 children, I'm striking a balance. It's about filling your own cup first. So for me, I get up before the sun and before the babies and the mayhem. I do some stretches, I get my feet in the dirt, and I have a little sip of lemon water, and I just have my, like, quiet time. And it's little practices like that that really help, you know, filling our cups. Because, yeah, you can't give from an empty cup, and that's why parenting feels so hard sometimes. Just a moment to appreciate the parents out there. Aroha.
The best thing that, one of the best things that you can do as a parent is lead a fulfilling life yourself, especially because, you know, one day your children are going to be grown up and gone, and then you're going to look around and think, oh, what is there left? So good on you for filling your own cup.
Hey, auntie knows. Wait, you have kids?
No, I've been a lot of time reflecting on this and like how I want to be when I bring kids into this world. Yeah.
Beautiful, Zizi. You're so right. You're so right.
I can't even imagine what it would have been like having a child at 21.
It's a journey, man. Yeah. But when is the right time, anyway?
Onto the elements again. What's the one that you felt most kindred with?
Definitely water.
Me too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Knuckles. Ahi took a long time to make. And I had, you know, Troy Kingi on there. The Princess, Kenzie from Mali, Ma. It's like, it's loud and it's fun and it's hip-hop. It was really fun to make. And then Ho was really introspective time for me. Like the wind of change was really blowing through. I had to say goodbye to some of my really good friends. And so Ho is like quite heavy. And why just flowed was like those healing waters after that long dry. It's that word when everything's really dry for a long time.
Drought?
Drought. Yes. So the first track, that's a little recording of me and my babies down at the river feeding the eels. And my auntie Karina, shout out to Karina Hunter. She wrote that beautiful poem. First track on the record there has got to be Water, right? Water came to me in a dream, and the woman are the dreamers. So I've been told. Is that the tāne or the men, we're the outer circle of the tribe. It's just our job to be strong and stable for each other as men, but so we're the first line of defense when the enemy comes. We protect the inner circle, which is the woman. And the women are the dreamers. And essentially they dream up how the tribe can prosper and what the babies need, you know? So the men protect the women who are dreaming, and then the babies and the elders are right in the middle of the circle. And so they're the dream. And this vocaro was handed to me by my brother Rudy from Australia, and he's also from the Torres Strait Island. And I think this is really important for us to get our heads around, because there's so much confusion, and I think it's because the tribe has been scattered and there's no need for these structures anymore, but there is a need for them. Yeah, it's an honouring of that inner circle of the women who dream. And that track leads on to E Mama, which is for my mama. You know, the original water, you know, and then the breast milk, you know. What is so present in the feminine. The second track, our third track, is Moving Together. And that was an ode to the mother of my children. We recently broke up. You know, I've cried many tears over that, but I'm really happy at the same time, because she is such a great mom, and we're going to be homies for life, whether we're in love or not. Final track on that EP is Thanks to You, and that's my other auntie Katie, and we got together. She's the water lady, so she brought this crystal dish, and she put this like spring water in the middle, and she brought all these crystals around it, and we sung to the water, and then she froze the water, and she read all of the patterns in the icicles. Trivia. And that's why, and how beautiful just to take a moment to kōrero about Wai. Yeah, if you haven't heard it, it's called Wai by Casual Healing. Yeah, go bathe in the wilder.
It's such a life-giving force.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially when it's flowing.
Mm.
Oh, my G. And you're so right. And, like, it's so crazy these times we live in. Like, the system, I don't know. I heard of these, like, AI centers, like, they drink water.
I was in Mexico for a little bit, and because it was like the elections up there, and I was talking to someone, I was like, oh, what are your priorities? And they said, oh, water. And I said, like, is it just not raining enough? Like, what's happening? And they said, no, we have enough water. It's just that it all gets redirected to Coca-Cola. And the government sells all their water.
Didn't even think about enough
for the people. Yeah, and I was like, fuck.
Babylon.
That's crazy.
And then they're making it black water. Babylon thirsty.
Babylon thirsty.
Water is medicine, eh?
Yeah. No, it fully is. Onto One. I really like the track, Tell the Truth. Can I ask why, like, what was the inspiration behind putting the Waiata Te Aroha in it?
Oh, yeah. The inspiration to put Te Aroha in there is, like, the kupu of Te Aroha. Te Aroha, Te Whakapono, Te Rangi Māori. We translate that, we get love, truth, or faith. Whakapono can mean faith, but pono means truth. So whakapono is like to be true. And then Rangi Māori is peace. And so the whole whakaro of Tell the Truth is like, when you tell the truth, like, yeah, just at peace. When you tell a lie, no peace. The whole inspo for the track there, I was driving over a speed bump in my Hilux, and then the wheel fell off, and I was stuck on the road for the whole day right outside this primary school, and my wheel fell off. And I was driving in front of one of the All Blacks, and the All Black, he got out of the car, and he's like, oh man, your car's munted. And I was like, hey, you're an All Black. He's like, yeah bro, see you later. And anyway, my partner came down and she was like, what the hell is going on? And I'm like, can you call the insurance company and tell the insurance company you were driving, because you're older than me and you have to, the premium or whatever the thing you have to pay to get the insurance, it will be lower if you were the driver. So I told her to lie. And she lied. She was on the phone all day, and it backfired. Right at the end of the call, they were like, oh, sorry, your license is expired. So you have no cover. You have to get that shit fixed yourself. No cap. The next day, I wrote Tell the Truth. Because it's like, damn, bro. Just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. Yeah.
Let's crack up. I'm sorry about your Hilux.
Yeah, we sold it after that. Put the wheel on and...
Goodbye, yeah. What else about One and the Earth were you thinking about when you were making this EP?
Oh, Papa Tuanaku. You know.
Hi.
You know, we have the fire, we have the water, we have the wind. But like, the earth is the foundation. Yeah, we went through that whole journey. We went through the fire, we went through the wind, we went through the water. That was a really lonely journey for me. I recorded all of that by myself. I had some artists come in and out, but that was all self-produced in my studio. And I love it. When I say lonely, like, I don't mind being lonely, you know? It's nice. But with Onne, you know, with this whole music thing, what is the point if you're just gonna do it alone? Because it's easier to do it alone, for sure. There's no other egos you have to navigate. There's no, you know, dreams and visions. It's all you. You can control the whole team. Yeah, there's something magic about working with other musicians and doing it in real time. Old school. So yeah, I got 10 of my favorite musicians. I organized it that we'd all come together for a few rehearsals. Flied one of the brothers out from Christchurch, flied one of the bros over from Australia, and the rest were kind of from Wellington and around Wellington. Had one rehearsal, full horn section, drums, bass, keys, guitar, percussion, two BVs, all in the garage. We just all got into the recording studio and we just gave it a go. And everyone was really present and we all supported each other in this focado that, like, embrace the mistakes, you know. And that goes for any art form, that goes for you and me in our daily lives, you know. Mistakes are blessings. Bullies are blessings. These are all opportunities for our souls to expand and for us to learn and get better, and so that we don't have to make those same mistakes over and over again. So we went in with that focado and everyone showed up, and NZ On Air funded the whole team. Shout out NZ On Air, man. They've been backing it. And yeah, we just had a really beautiful time. It was also my birthday and my mum came, and yeah, creating On Air was a real experience. So for me, that comes above creating a perfect record. And I'm sure you can appreciate that. And I'm sure this is probably hitting home for a lot of musicians these days, because perfection is like the benchmark now, you know, and everything's polished and clean and auto-tuned and blech. Fuck that. That ain't real, you know? And just like in life, you know, you don't get second chances. If you say that thing, it comes out your mouth, that's out. So if you say something you regret, like, you can't take it back. Oh, he's preaching now, he's preaching. Yeah, that's me on Onne. Yeah, as I love it.
Yeah, I have a few thoughts.
Yeah, let me know.
Firstly, being like a live take and keeping it imperfect, you can definitely hear it, but in a way that sounds like you're there in person as well, listening to it, and you can kind of feel the white aura as well coming out. And like you said about perfectionism, it's such a fresh sound to hear, because if we're making like music on our computers or whatever, everything's so in sync and perfectly on time, whereas this just like has those moments of flow to it that feel real nice. And on Papatūānuku, like, I think about the forest and how it's actually like a real messy place, you know, and it needs that mess. It needs all the leaves and all the bacteria there to cover the ground, and all the bird droppings that carry the seed. And it's an imperfect place, and that's what makes it like thrive.
Tautoko. Absolutely. Yeah, similar to the album. It's like, yeah, it's messy.
Your final piece.
Aye, final piece. Personally, my journey right now is to heal and really discover what the meaning of this name that I've chosen is. Being a good musician isn't about playing the notes. It's about what kind of person you are. how you speak to your friends and your family and yourself. The activities of the day and how you hold yourself. And the pride that you take in your work. And these are all the things that define our art. I know if I want to really pursue excellence as a musician in this life and leave something meaningful for my grandchildren, it's just all about waking up every day and being a good person and whatever that means for me. Yeah, and we all have to find what that means for ourselves. And my final piece is just an encouragement to anyone who's listening to this. Kia mo. Kia mo ki tō wairua. Kia mo ki ngā tikanga o tō whare. Stand firm in your beliefs and who you are. Do what makes you happy and what makes your soul shine. Stay off your phone. Eat that good kai. Get some sleep. Get that wind in your face every day. And get your toes in the grass. Keep healing. Tihe mode. Ancient secrets are gonna be revealed to the people. Hear me now. Our history has been hidden by the evil. We are an extraordinary people. People, we got to remember all the truth you got inside. Cause the children are open-eyed. Spread the prophecy far and wide. We see through the light. And if you want to make a positive change on earth, you are righteous. I open the righteous through a trial, and the trial is fire. The fire's getting hotter every day there is judgment. The judge got a hammer, and the hammer's coming down on the sinner man. And the rainbow children move to the higher ground. Gonna see the rainbow children move to the higher ground. Oh, 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 higher ground, we're moving to the higher ground. I am not the body with a soul, but a soul in a body, and I'm higher now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is the highest realm. Rainbow children move to the higher ground. Rainbow children move to the higher ground. I wanna see the rainbow children move to the higher ground. I'm gonna see the rainbow children move to the higher ground.